Hi, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's toll free, 888-677-9673. Join the conversation live with Pastor Al. And now, here is your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'm the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, and certainly love to have you visit us out there sometime. We have a Bible study tonight, if you can make it. 7 o'clock tonight, we meet at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, 5171 Brecksville Road, and we go 7 to 9. If you have to leave early, that's understandable too, but we have light refreshments, an informal Bible study, and you can bring your questions about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, just like we do on the radio program here this afternoon. And of course, our telephone lines are open, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, we'd love to hear from you this afternoon. Let's go ahead and open our program in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we do want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air once more. Thank you for the blessings this past week. Thank you for the wonderful warm temperatures we've been enjoying. And Lord, just pray that you bless the program today. Help us be a blessing and encouragement to someone this afternoon. Help us to point people to Christ through the things that we talk about. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, again, as I said, this is Live with Pastor Al. Glad to have you with us today. And what a blessing. I was able to fill in the last half hour for Pastor John Lutz of the North Coast Baptist Church in Lakewood, Ohio, and his program for the cause of Christ. And certainly appreciate the opportunity to help out there. They're putting a new baptistry in their church, and so that takes a little bit of work getting everything installed and all the plumbing hooked up just right, but certainly appreciate that opportunity. And well, you can give us a call. We've got the telephone lines open, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673, toll free, and get you on the air here this afternoon. Well, certainly Mother's Day's coming up, and that's what I talked about the last half hour, about honoring our mothers, talked about various mothers in the Bible, Eve and Mary, and also Hannah from 1 Samuel chapter 1 and 2. And hope you had a chance to hear that. If you didn't, I'll have that linked in on our website, live.maplenoll.us. That's live.maplenoll, MAPLEKNOLL.us. And it'll take me probably a day or two to get that hooked up, but we'll have that there. Of course, you can find our programs there. Once we get them loaded up, you can find our programs, our Friday afternoon programs there, as well as our Sunday evening programs. Of course, we're on here every Sunday night from 11 until midnight with your questions about the Bible and current events in light of God's Word. And so encourage you to tune in for our Sunday night program as well. Well, another blessing this past week, actually the last 2 weeks, had an opportunity to be on with evangelist Bruce Musselman. Some of you know him. He has a program, Where is God's Word, on this station that is on 3 o'clock until 4 o'clock on Thursday afternoons. And I had an opportunity to be on with him the last two Thursdays, and he has expressed an interest in having me come back to help out on a somewhat regular basis. So I should be on with him again next Thursday, and just trying to help out with him getting, he wants to be able to take phone calls, and so, and just give him a little help there in keeping track of the phone calls and looking some things up. So do pray for that program. I encourage you to tune in Bruce Musselman's program, Where is God's Word, every Thursday afternoon from 3 until 4 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. Well, as I said, this is Live with Pastor Al, and wanted to talk about a couple things here. One thing that I've been looking at lately, and I've been wanting to share this for the past couple of weeks, actually, just haven't got to it. I had an opportunity recently to watch a video that was pointing out the errors or the problems with the King James only movement. And we talk about a lot of things on the program. We talk about Bible translations. We talk about Islam, Middle East, and we talk about creation and evolution and all that. And this is something I haven't touched on a little bit. And I guess having been on with Bruce Musselman with his program talking about Bible translations made me think about this. But this is a statement that was made. And this is one of the first things in this little video that I watched that they said was one of the things that shows that people who are King James only, such as I am, are not thinking, and they really don't know what they believe, and this is a problem that they have that they just simply can't deal with. And the question was posed, they said on the video, have you ever heard someone say, if you don't say Holy Ghost, you are misusing the scripture? And went on to say that people who are King James only say that to use the expression Holy Spirit, that that's a corrupt or a New Age phrase. And I thought, wow, you know, I've been King James only ever since the late 80s. You know, I came from a position of using the New American Standard version of the Bible. And when somebody showed me that the New American Standard, along with all the modern translations, was actually the result of the Antioch and the Alexandrian line of manuscripts that go back to people who despised the Word of God and people who didn't believe in the fundamental doctrines such as the deity of Christ, the blood atonement, the physical resurrection of Christ, the virgin birth, you know, little trivial things like that, and that the King James is the only modern version that we have that's based on the Alexandrian text, which comes down to us through, the Antiochian text that comes down to us from Antioch in Syria, where the Apostle Paul was at when he went out on his first missionary journey in Acts chapter 13. And it's the text that was used and preserved by Bible-believing Christians down through the ages. And I've never heard anybody say that you can't use the phrase Holy Spirit. And I did a search, my Bible program that I have here, and the phrase Holy Spirit appears 7 times in the King James Bible. And of those 7 times, 4 of the 7 are in the New Testament, the Holy Spirit. We can see Holy Spirit in Luke 11:13, where it uses that. Ephesians 1:13, Ephesians 4:30, 1 Thessalonians 4:8 all say Holy Spirit. And then, of course, in the Old Testament, Psalm 51:11, Isaiah 63:10, Isaiah 63:11 all use the phrase Holy Spirit. Well, if it's in the King James Bible, why would I have a problem with that? Well, whoever put this video out apparently thought that King James only people have a problem with the phrase Holy Spirit and object to it being in being used or being in a Bible. Well, I'd have to object to the King James Bible. And I even asked Bruce Musselman about this, and he's been a King James expert for a lot longer than I ever have been. And he said, I've never heard that either. You know what this is? This is a straw man argument. They put up an argument which can easily be shown that the King James Bible has Holy Spirit 7 times in it, in addition to the phrase Holy Ghost. And they put up a straw man argument, say if you're King James only, you don't believe in using the phrase Holy Spirit, and then proceed to show that it's in the King James, so therefore you must be wrong. There's no argument there. Holy Spirit's in the Bible, got no problem. Spirit and ghost are synonyms. They mean essentially the same thing. If I give up the ghost, it's the same thing as giving up the spirit, means I died. And so at any rate, we can talk about that or talk about something else. You can give us a call, 888-677-9673. We have Fran in Cleveland on the line. Fran, welcome to Live with Pastor Al.
Okay, thank you. My question was Ukraine and Russia.
Yes, ma'am.
They're thinking of starting a war over there with Ukraine. I heard that they want control over the whole area. That's what I heard. I don't know how true it is.
I would tend to agree with you there. I believe that Vladimir Putin is supposed to be visiting Crimea today. They had their World War II Victory Day parade in Moscow. And I believe that after the parade, that he headed to Crimea, which is kind of an interesting statement. They're talking about this victory over Western aggressions, aggressors, meaning, you know, Nazi Germany.
Right.
And then right away, he travels to Crimea, which they forcibly annexed from the Ukraine. And the Ukraine has been friendly with the West, with NATO, and looking at allying itself with the West. And so I do think that's kind of a statement. But if you look at the bigger picture, Putin is trying to reconstitute the Soviet Empire. And I think that we're probably going to see some war in eastern Ukraine for sure. Because in the 1930s, I believe it was, and maybe you know a little bit about this too, but in the 1930s, when Stalin was trying to enforce communism in the Ukraine and bring the Ukraine into the Soviet Union, they starved literally millions of Ukrainians to death. And in the West, rumors about that came out, and I believe it was a reporter for the New York Times, I want to say, I don't know the exact name right off the top of my head, went to Russia and toured the Ukraine, and he went on the tour that was given to him, and he came back and he published an article which he got a Pulitzer Prize by. It was a big propaganda piece that he published saying that I went there and I saw no evidence of mass starvation and mass death. Well, it came out, of course, and it's a documented historical fact that guy lied and that Stalin starved millions of Ukrainians to death. Well, what he did is he relocated Russians into the Ukraine, especially eastern Ukraine. So a lot of the people in the eastern Ukraine ethnically are related to Russians or descended from Russians, and they're now agitating to become a part of Russia. And there's Ukrainian troops massing, Russian troops are massed on the border, and so far as I know, they've not backed down yet. And if you look at it, Russia's also spending, I think it was like $2.5 billion or something like that, I believe I saw recently, to upgrade their Black Sea fleet. And by controlling the Ukraine, especially Crimea, and then the eastern Ukraine, they have unfettered access and control of the Black Sea, which then allows them have just a simple matter. If they can bring Turkey into their orbit and become closely allied with Russia, they have unfettered access then into the eastern Mediterranean Sea through the Bosphorus Straits that between Ishmael is, or not Ishmael, Istanbul, Turkey. Yeah. Which, as an interesting trivial note, Istanbul is the only city that spans two continents, Europe and Asia, and it's kind of interesting.
Well, I guess Ukrainians are part Turkish, I heard too.
And there's a lot of relation because as you look at the nations in Ezekiel 38 that invade the Middle East, and I believe that we're seeing them lining up together. You see Gomer as one of them, and Gomer and his descendants, they went up through Turkey and up toward the Ukraine, up into that whole Black Sea region.
Right.
And there's a definitely an ethnic relation there, along with, of course, the ones that went up into parts of the Baltic states and Central Europe there.
Right. My question also was, Russia and China came in to start World War III with America. They're saying, and I heard that also, World War III might come out of Russia and China.
Or World War III. China and Russia both are updating and modernizing their military forces at the same time. We're drastically cutting ours back. A lot of people don't realize, but our Navy has been reduced to less ships than we had at the start of World War I. And now, granted, one carrier group has more firepower than was expended in all of World War II, I believe. But still, our ability to project American power all around the world is greatly reduced by the cutbacks that we've seen lately and the continued cutbacks, not just in the Navy, but in the Army and the Marines and the Air Force and these areas. The Russians are definitely on the move, and so are the Chinese. The Chinese, historically, their navy was basically a coastal navy. They didn't want to venture too far out to the ocean, but now they're determined to build what's called a blue water navy, a navy that can sail around the world, and they're starting to project their power. And that's because the vacuum as the United States decreases in power. And we know and we understand that's going to happen because the United States is not a major player in the end time prophecies. So the United States is going to go from being the world superpower or mega power that it is today. We're on the decline. I mean, I'd like to see the United States gain the stature that we've enjoyed in the past. But as we're turning against Israel and we're embracing immorality and we are, changing marriage from what God intended to a mockery of marriage and all of this that's going on, and abortion on demand, and just legalizing marijuana. It's unbelievable what's happening in our country. And you can see where we are declining as a world power.
Yeah, I came out of a military family, too. Mm-hmm. My family's all, my sons are naval officers and everything. So. Mm-hmm. So I know that's what, and my grandson served in Afghanistan twice already.
Ah, well.
So I know I'm concerned about guys' safety over there and the way the Afghans treat our people, you know.
Well, I would encourage you, if they know Christ as their Savior, God is with them. And I got another caller calling in, but let me leave you with this. I remember a missionary who was working in Beirut, Lebanon in the 80s when there were snipers on every corner, it seemed like. People were being kidnapped and murdered left and right.
Right.
And he said, I feel safer in Beirut in the center of God's will than I would if I was in Akron, Ohio, out of God's will.
Right, you're right. Thank you so much, sir.
Hey, and pray for your sons, and certainly thank you for your call. Appreciate
Thanks.
That. Thank you. And, of course, you're listening to Live with Pastor Al. We have Nancy in Euclid on the line. And, Nancy, welcome to Live with Pastor Al.
Oh, hi, Pastor Al. Thank you for taking my call. And I really did appreciate and was inspired and enlightened when you were on John Lutz's show about the different mothers, Eve and Mary. And then real quick, when I was looking up the definition of my name, Nancy, it's a diminutive of Anne and Anna. It's all like part of a group name.
Oh, really?
I was very happy. Yeah, I was real happy that Nancy is connected with Hannah and Anna.
Yeah, I knew that Anna or Anna was derived from Hannah, but I didn't realize that Nancy was. That's interesting.
Yeah, that's like a diminutive because my mother's mother was going to name me. My mother was going to name me Nancy Ann, and so my mother's mother, she was a real expert on names and liked to research her, and she said, like calling her Ann or Nancy. So anyhow, they named me Nancy Drew, which was my mother's father's first name, not the mystery series.
I was going to say she must have liked the Nancy Drew mysteries.
No, she didn't know about them. That was my mother's father's first name. But what I called you about, this is so exciting. This is about a week and a half ago. A friend of mine told me about this dialogue between this Mohammed Magid. He's one of Obama's six Muslim czars.
Right.
And he's going to be held at the MALTZ, Jewish History Museum.
Right, that's just off from 271. Is that Beechwood or?
Yeah, Beechwood.
Okay.
And he was dialoguing with a rabbi. I can't think of his name, but he's the rabbi of the Fairmount Temple. And I hate to be so make generalizations, but he was totally brainwashed by the imam. He had him convinced that Islam was a religion of peace, and consequently, this rabbi convinced his whole congregation or synagogue, whatever you call it. He's over a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
and it is amazing. And I had heard and read the part of the Quran that said that it is okay for a student of Islam, or whatever you call it, to lie and deceive other people.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, I witnessed this firsthand, Pastor Al. It was incredible. One thing after another, he said it was an absolute lie. Like you said, oh, yeah, we just love the Jewish people, and it's a shame what happened in the Holocaust. And
well, let me add something to that, because we got about 4 minutes to go in the program.
Yeah.
But I was talking about Stalin earlier with our previous caller, and Stalin and the Soviets, they called people like that that they used to become proponents of communism in the West. They called them useful idiots.
Yeah. Oh,
and
I've heard that. Yeah.
The Muslim activists, they do the same thing. There's a practice in Islam called taqiyya, which is where you're allowed
that?
To lie, just what you're
how
talking
you,
about.
How do you spell that?
I'm not sure the whole, T-A-Q, I think, is how it starts, but taqiyya. And it's President Obama's Islamic advisors, I think most of them, if not every single one of them, if you do some research into their backgrounds, are connected with groups such
Muslim
as the Muslim
Brotherhood. Yep,
and the Muslim Brotherhood is the grandfather, in a sense, or the father, grandfather, whatever you want to call it, of Al-Qaeda, also the Palestinian Authority, Palestinian Liberation Organization, the Fatah group of the PLO and all that. And these people, they are what you could call fundamentalist Muslims. They believe the Quran. They practice the Quran.
Exactly.
And they understand that it's permissible, if it will further the cause of Islam, to lie. And if they can get people of other religions, Christian, Jewish or whatever, to become mouthpieces for them, they'll use them as useful idiots. And there's part of the reason for that. When I was in the Air Force, we used to see these terrorist groups, and that was during the Cold War in the 80s, of course. But a lot of these Islamic terror groups that we see in the world today, their leaders studied under the tutelage of the Russian the Soviet KGB in these terror camps, in these training camps. And they learned from them. They learned how in the West to say things that would make Islam sound pleasing and peaceful.
Oh,
but remember, Islam means at its heart submission to Allah. And it's not peace, it's submission. And they divide the world into the house of Islam, which is the house of submission, and the house of war, which is the house, everybody that's not in submission. When you're dealing with the enemy, see, they can talk, and I know I'm running out of time here, they can talk about, it's wrong to kill innocents, but you have to understand, when you study Islam, is that a small child or a mother with her child getting blown up in a terrorist attack, if she's not a Muslim, she's not an innocent, because she's a part of the house of war.
Right, they can cut her head off. Right.
Yeah, so it's something that we as Christians need to be concerned about, need to look beyond what they're saying. I remember Yasser Arafat, head of the PLO, back in the 80s, he would routinely talk about peace with Israel, peace with the West, and getting along, we don't agree with this violence, even though he gave us the suicide bomber. Yet he would go back to the Muslim audiences in Arabic. He would say something completely different. He'd say, don't pay attention to what I said to the West. That was just for the West. I'm out of time. I got the music coming up there. I want to thank you for your call there, Nancy. I hope you'll give us a call back. Maybe we'll talk about this some more. And certainly want to invite everybody to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church for Mother's Day. If you haven't got a church to attend, we'd love to hear from or see you. And you could even visit us at our Bible study tonight. We meet at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield, Ohio, at 7 o'clock till 9 o'clock tonight. Love to see you there with your questions about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. And be sure and do something special for your mom this Mother's Day. God bless. Have a great weekend.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. Pastor Al Davis is the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. You can contact Pastor Al by calling 330-659-6561 or by writing Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Pastor Al invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday night at 6. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express from 7 to 9. You can learn more about Pastor Al and the Bible Baptist Church online at live.maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation with Pastor Al this Sunday night at 11 p.m. and again next Friday afternoon at 1:30 on AM 1220 The Word. The preceding program has been sponsored by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield.
The preceding program's views, claims, or representations may not reflect those of AM 1220 The Word or Salem Communications.
Tune in every Friday.